Who's ready to hear a story? Anybody? Do we got any kids out in the audience? Anybody? You? Okay. Here we go. So, anybody know what we've been talking about for the past month? Anybody? Any kids? Venture a guess. Wisdom. Somebody get that kid a gold star. We've been talking about wisdom, and I'm going to talk about wisdom yet again today. Today we're going to use a Bible story because we love the Bible. And we're going to start this story like most stories in the Bible, which is in a kingdom far, far away, in a land long, long ago. There was a king, and this king passed away. And he left his kingdom to his only son. Son's name was Josiah. If you know the Van Voorhis, they just named their son Josiah. So big hopes for Josiah there. So they named his son Josiah. Now, Josiah wasn't like most kings, you see. Anybody want to venture at his age? A guess? Any guesses in the audience? 13? That's a good guess. 12? Any other guesses? 15? Adults? 8! Right there. Josiah was 8 years old. Do we have any 8-year-olds in the audience? Any 8-year-olds? Couple? Can you guys imagine being king over an entire nation? You have your own kingdom at 8 years old. That's crazy. I don't even know what I was doing at 8 years old. I think I was playing a lot of Nintendo, Super Mario Brothers, that kind of stuff, but I wasn't a king. Now, Josiah, being 8 years old, he was very wise, surprisingly. And so he became king and decided to surround himself with lots of other wise guys, older guys that had lots of wisdom, lots of experience, okay? And he did this because there's all kinds of stuff to manage in a kingdom, right? And an 8-year-old can't do it by himself. So one of the main projects that he wanted to accomplish during his reign was he wanted to rebuild the temple. You see, the kings that had come before him had been evil, they'd been bad, and the temple had been destroyed. And so Josiah came along and said, you know what, we need to rebuild the temple, make it new again. And so they started work on the temple, and they found a scroll. You guys know what a scroll is? It's like one of those old school like pieces of paper that you unravel and then words are written on it. So they found this scroll, and Josiah grabbed one of his wise men and he sat him down and he said, hey, can you read this scroll to me? And he said, yeah. So he reads the scroll, and written on the scroll are the words of the Lord, the word of God. And upon hearing the word of God, Josiah grabbed his shirt and he tore it off of his body, ripped it off, which is crazy, right? You guys ever seen somebody rip their clothes off? That's wild. I can't even imagine that. We don't see that kind of stuff. But back then, when you tear your clothes off, it was a sign of horror, of extreme like shock and just disbelief. So Josiah tore his clothes off and he wept. He was so sad, because he heard the words of the Lord and he realized that his people were living in sin. They had been disobeying God for such a long time. And so Josiah grabbed his wise men and he said, what do we do? And they said, well, we should probably seek the wisdom of God. God has a lot of wisdom. He'll probably give us some. So Josiah came before God and he prayed and he asked God, and he said, God, I need your help here. My people are living in sin. I'm 8 years old. I'm a new king. I'm new to this gig. I don't know what I'm doing. And guess what? You guys think God responded? Yeah? He did. God responded. He said, Josiah, I'm angry. You and your people have been worshiping false gods, false prophets, idols, graven images. I'm angry. But it didn't stop there. God went on to say, you know what, Josiah? Because you tore your clothes and you wept before me when I was angry, you and your people will be gathered together and you will know peace. That's pretty cool, right? I mean, for God to respond and to admit his anger, but then at the same time to recognize Josiah's willingness to humble himself before God in anguish, and for God to say, you know what, you and your people, you're going to know peace. So Josiah went to the people, okay? Big deal, 8-year-old, standing up in front of all the people. And he took the scroll, and he read it to the people. And you don't want to know what their reaction was? Same as Josiah's. They said, you know what? We've been living in sin. We can't do this anymore. We want to live for God. We want to live God's way. We want to know what God's word says, and that's what we want to do. But they've been living in sin for such a long time, they had a lot of really bad habits. So it was going to take some work. So they gathered everybody together. They got all the graven images, the false idols, the statues. They smashed them. They burned them. They partied. They celebrated. They said, God, we want to live for you. Pretty cool story, huh? So what can we take away from that? Josiah had two options when he found the scroll. He could take what God said and live by it like he did, or he could have chosen not to pursue wisdom. He could have gone his own way. He could have let the people keep living like they had. He was only 8. He just inherited a kingdom. His father before him hadn't been a very good king. He'd been evil. He'd been bad. The kings before him, same thing. 8 years old, what do you do? But for me, this is incredibly humbling because I'm 30. And even at 30, I don't always go to God and ask for wisdom. I can't imagine at 8 years old, reigning a kingdom and saying, God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live? How can I glorify you? So this morning, kids and adults, that's what I hope we take away from this, okay? Wisdom is so incredibly important, and God promises wisdom to those who ask, anyone, whether you're 8 years old or 80 years old or 30 years old, God promises wisdom to those who ask. And that's what Josiah did. And guess what the Bible says about Josiah? I'm going to read it for you guys, okay? In 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 25, it says this about Josiah. Before him, there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him. Pretty much saying Josiah was the best king that had ever been and that would ever be because he chose to seek wisdom from God. Which reminds me of our Bible verse that we've been working on. In James chapter 3, verse 17, it says this: the wisdom that comes from heaven is pure. It also loves peace. It thinks about others. It obeys. It is full of mercy and good fruit. It is fair. So this week, guys, as we go out, kids, as we go out, it doesn't matter if you're 8, doesn't matter if you're 6, doesn't matter if you're 15 or 50, okay? We all have to seek wisdom from God continually in every situation. And he promises, as he did with Josiah, that he will respond. Might not always be what we want to hear, exactly what we want to hear. But if we come in humility, honestly before God, he promises he'll respond. Let's pray. Father God, grateful that you are our God. Grateful that you are faithful to us. So thankful for wisdom and that you promise to always give it whenever we ask. I pray that we would ask continually throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout our lives, that we would continually seek you and seek wisdom. Amen.